So this is the a letter from the Holy Letters, Volume 4, and this is letter 937, and this is dated on the first day of Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni, Tov Shinav, in Brooklyn, and the Rebbe is sending this letter to Rebbe Yisrael Noyach Sheyichi. Yisrael Noyach was an older chassid, and he lived in Paris, you know, at that time, and I went to France myself in 19. I went to yeshiva there in 1973. I was there in 1973. I went to France to yeshiva. And the yeshiva over there was a very special yeshiva. They had some very special rabbis left over from the previous generation. You know, they had the real old kind of. Of ideals and ideas, and they were really servants of Hashem and were great scholars. And one of the people there was Rabbi Yisrael Noyach. He was maybe 100 years old already then. It was like maybe, and he still was the bookkeeper of the yeshiva. He had his office there. It was an older man. His son, who was a teacher in the yeshiva, was an old man, was in his 80s. Wow. I mean, Ari Yosef. He was Ari Yosef. So it was like him, and then he had his father there.
They ran the yeshiva,
to a certain extent. So anyways, so this is a letter, but this goes back some years before. This is, of course, in 1951, and I'm talking about
64 years 70, ago.
Yeah, I'm talking about 73, yeah. So there's also been 22 years earlier. But in any event, so the Rebbe says, this is in response to both of you letters, and the Rebbe puts in a parenthesis, they're not dated, so... I don't know, it's hard to, why did the Rebbe point it out, maybe not dated, maybe to say, you know, a letter should be dated. But in any event, also he sent along the two pidyon nefesh for the Rebbe. And the Rebbe said, I will read this without a vow, b'li neder, pidyon nefesh for your wife and for your granddaughter. I'm not sure it's a daughter or a grandchild on the resting place in the tzion of my father-in-law the Rebbe. And the Rebbe says that tzaddik, even though that they left the world, quoting from the Zohar and the Tanya, that is found in this world even more than during his lifetime. So even though he's not here physically, he's still active even more, and he's still standing today and serving as a faithful shepherd. A faithful shepherd never leaves their herd, their sheep, and continues to, he will certainly arouse great mercy to make them healthy, to strengthen them in the proper health. He says, I am not pleased at all, Rebbe says, there that the Chabad community sort of exaggerate and they make it very severe when they speak and they write. Anytime they find something a little bit that is aching, a pain, they make it into a big, like a big to-do, God forbid. This is against the wishes of our leaders, of the Rebbe's, because I heard many times and also publicly that my father-in-law, the Rebbe, said in the name of the Chabad leaders, that if you think positive, it'll be positive. And if even thinking can cause that, how much more speaking, and how much more writing, which is action? Don't write bad things, you know what I mean? Be positive, it'll be positive. Then he says he will be writing to this other rabbi over there, the Rebbe suggested, must be in the Schmuckelman. I'm going to write Blineder in these coming days. Okay, so now I also received a letter from Alexander Sender Menkin. So another Chabad Chos actually related, married his daughter, married my first cousin, passed away already. She passed away a long time ago. She's in Tzfas actually, buried. And I'm not sure, no, I shouldn't say that thing. Daughter was one of the married Voshansky. So, but anyways, the Rebbe says, I got his letter and I responded to him. May Hashem merit us that starting from today's day, Rosh Chodesh, to see, it's the Rosh Chodesh Adar, that v'nahapichu, that it'll be turned around, that they're going to dominate. They will dominate both on the body and the world, that the Yidden, Yehudim, quoting the Pasuk, he's paraphrasing the Pasuk and interpreting it, that Yiddishkeit, Yehudim, that is the power of belief, Hema b'seneihem, they and their enemies, meaning you'll turn around the bad, the darkness into light, as Rebbe is bringing down the whole thing, and with blessings to the whole community. So basically the Rebbe says, be positive, don't exaggerate, don't get involved in the depression and in the sadness and in trying to say the sicknesses. And as you know, people are even careful not to mention, like they don't talk about, they don't say cancer, they don't say tumors, they just say, you know, that sickness. They don't want to even, because they don't want to bring it out with their lips, they don't want to, you know, exaggerate, only try to find, you know, the positive. And the thing is, like I was telling you, I was so, inspired, because I saw this woman who all of a sudden, you know, the whole world sort of came to a crash all of a sudden, you know, it's not like, and all of a sudden you find out that you're very sick or something like that, and yet have that strength of a sense of and determined to, you know, first of all, everything will be good and everything will work out at the end, but not to let it, you know, pull you down. It was like amazing to see that strength and that Yiddishkeit dedication to Yiddishkeit. It was just...
Did she get discharged from it?